All right, joining us now, somewhere on her way to a golf course to dominate some old guys and take all their money, our good friend, occasional co-host, Wake Forest alum, Audrey Kell alum, Symetra Tour player. Is the introduction too big for you, Allison Emery?
Hello, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so nice to catch up with you after a long season on the Symetra Tour. Lots of good, some bad. I want to talk to you about how it went. So what is your overview as you look back and, you know, hindsight being 2020, the season is behind you. You had some really great finishes. You made more cuts than not. Tell us how you would assess your performance this season.
Yeah, it definitely was an up and down season. I had a couple of hot finishes, but then I missed some cuts. But it was definitely a big improvement from last year. But there's still always room for improvement. So I'm excited for Key School. The final stage is in December at LPGA International. So I'm just preparing for that now.
Yeah, I mean, help our listeners understand. I mean, Key School and all of the different levels of, I mean, nobody said there would be math. You're out there playing golf. You shouldn't have to do math over, I think, the number five ever. But you get to go right to the final stage, correct, based on your performance this year on the Symetra Tour?
Yes, I do. So the top 25 on the money list, obviously the top 10 make it on the LPGA. So then the next 15 players get exempt to final stage. So I was able to get exempt to final stage, and stage two will be played next or this coming week in Venice, Florida. So I don't have to go there. I'm exempt for final.
Yeah, and there are benefits to that beyond just making it to the final round and not having to play. You're not having to pay either, correct?
Exactly, yes. So I don't have to pay as much, and then I obviously don't have to pay for the travel to get down there for the week.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes a huge difference when you're you know, making your way through grinding through on the Symetra Tour. I think people sometimes forget that, you know, there are entry fees that you have to pay at every tournament, that, you know, you're paying for your own travel. You guys don't have a lot of sponsorship money coming in. And even though the purses have gotten larger, it's still not enough to really make a solid living. So just the opportunity to not have to pay for the first two rounds of Q School or your travel into the last round, I mean, that makes a big difference, does it not?
Oh, definitely. So if I were to have to go to second stage, the entry fee would have been $4,000. And making it to stage three, I only have to pay $2,500, which is still a lot, but I save $1,500, so that's not always nice.
No, that's nothing to sneeze at. When you're talking $4,000 or $5,000, sometimes, you know, for a lot of players on the Symetra Tour, and you had a good year by comparison, I mean, that can be 10-20% of what they won for the whole season, just for the chance to go down and maybe make it through Q School. So, you know, you know I'm a big advocate for the developmental tours and for having people understand just how hard you guys are working out there. And you talked about this season, the highs and the lows and things to work on. Take me through some of the highs. I mean, you looked at some of the tournaments where you played well. What were some of your highlights that you'll look back on very fondly?
So I had a couple tournaments where I was near the final group. I think one event I was in the final group. So it was really nice to be able to be in that position and just have those experiences to take with me, because I felt like I learned a lot from those. After last year, I felt like I played consistently well, but only had one top 10 finish. So that was one of my goals this year, was to have more top 10 finishes. And I think I had six.
Yes, you did. You had six top 10 finishes. Yep. No, you had six.
So that was nice.
That's great. You had six top 10 finishes. So, you know, there was a time, Allison, on the Symetra Tour that six top tens would have put you probably into the top 10 and onto the LPGA Tour. I think everyone agrees that the tour is better and when it's stronger and the fields are deeper and it doesn't just take one win or a series of top tens. When you look at at what kept you out of the top 10, the six top tens at one time would have gotten you in. What kept you out? Was it the cuts? Was it the lower finishes? What was it that did it for you, and how can you address those things going forward?
I think to be in the top 10, you really have to have a first-place finish or a second-place finish. If you look at all the girls that made it through, they either won or they had a second place or a third place. That's where you really make the most money, because it's very top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So even coming in the top 10, sometimes I only made $2,500 for the week, and the entry fee is $500. So you definitely need to finish in the top three to be able to jump on the money list and get higher up.
I got you. So when you look at things that you need to work on this off season as you get ready for the final stage, and you know are going to obviously win that, so we don't even have to talk about that. What in your game are you working on? I mean, our listeners, we've got great golfers, we've got bad golfers, we have non golfers. What are you looking at, and how you will train this off season to be better next year?
Well, I will definitely be working on short game. I feel like you can never be too good at that. My chipping, I feel like I still need to work on that. Typically, I don't have that many tap-ins from chips. I have to make a 5-footer or a 7-footer, which it's always nice to have less of those.
Right.
So I'll be working on that, and then I'll just continue working on cutting, because making one more putt around, it's huge over a 4 to 5 day event. So making one more birdie from 25 feet. Well, so hopefully that'll help me during Q school.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your stats, and they're a little bit, you know, I imagine in your head, or if you track them yourself, you probably have more accurate stats than the Symetra Tour collects, because they just don't have the resources to do it. But your greens in regulation, you were 25th, which is, you know, nothing to sneeze at. And then, like you say, putting average, you were 45th. And so there's obviously room for improvement there. You're making onto the green in regulation. Well, let's get the putting average better. And I always love looking at sand saves. I mean, is that something you really want to be that good at? I mean, do you want to be in the sand so much that you get really good at sand saves?
I mean, I definitely need to be better at sand saves, for sure. but typically I'm not in the bunker every round, so it is hard. I feel like that is a little bit skewed. But I will definitely be working a lot out of the bunker in the next few weeks.
All right. Look, talk to me about that. For the average golfer, if we were out there watching you practice, which we do, when we see somebody who's really good, we're always giving them the side eye, trying to figure out what they're doing. When you get in, when you go into a sand, when you go into a bunker, a trap to practice off the green or even off of a fairway bunker, I mean, are you in there with a bucket of balls, and do you rake? Do you not rake? Do you put yourself in the toughest positions possible? Do you stuff it in under the high side of the far wall and see what you can do with it? I mean, how do you approach, you know, getting better at something you don't ever want to have to do?
Right. Well, I think if you're having issues out of the sand, then you should definitely rake it before you practice. And you shouldn't try the plugged lie up in the lip. You should try to get better at just the normal level shot. And I like to put something around the hole. So whether I need to get it inside a club length, or I'm trying to do an up and down game where I have to get it up and down, you need some goal. You don't just need to be hacking it out of the bunker over and over again. And then definitely once you master that, practice the harder shot, because you will have some that are plugged. I tend to get those a lot. So I will be practicing those as well.
I can't imagine getting in there and, like, purposely plugging a ball. That would just frustrate me so much. Well, we're talking to Allison Emery, our good friend who's been in here co-hosting the show occasionally and is coming back and just finished up her season on the Symetra Tour and heading to the final stage of Q School. And we're talking about practice and getting better at specific things on the golf course. Are you somebody who, when you're out there when you're playing a round of golf, like today, you're going to go out and play golf. Do you view that as a practice, or is that preparation for tournament play?
Well, I think it's better to look at it as preparation for a tournament play, because if you're just out there not doing your routine, just having fun, then you're not really benefiting from a full practice. I love to play, and so I love to have a game, whether you're playing for a dollar a hole. You don't need to bet big, but playing for something, I feel like it makes it more like a tournament round, and I feel like I get more out of that than just going out and playing for fun.
Yeah, I mean, do you think a lot of – is it possible that recreational golfers, one of the reasons we all suck at putting is that there were too many gimmies? and we get up on the green and we sort of just sort of, you know, tap it in. And, you know, how many crappy recreational golfers have hit putts in one hand and gone, man, I should do that every time. You know, I mean, are we bad at putting as recreational golfers because we don't take it seriously enough when we go out and play?
Maybe, but golf is a sport where you do need to practice almost every day to get better. It's hard to only play on the weekend and really see quick improvements. But it definitely helps to go through your routine on every shot. Sometimes I forget to give putts when I'm playing back at home, and I always have to remember to give them with the men's group.
Don't. Make them finish it out every time. Punish them. Yeah, not a lot of – you don't want to have a you know, any Suzanne Pedersen situations with the men's group.
Right. But I still like getting them, too, so I have to get
– Oh, no, that's true, too. Okay, so you'll take them, but you really know deep down you should practice them.
Yes.
Oh, do you hit it after they give it to you?
Sometimes.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, all right. Now I'm curious about this. So let's, you know, we've already established, you're going to go down and you're going to win at Q School. Either way, what are your goals for next season? I mean, I know you have started your analysis and said, okay, all right, okay, we need to get better at putting, need to get better at my short game, need to be more target oriented out of the sand, blah 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 blah. But when you have a chance to look at your performance overall, well, how much better can you be in 2018, and how does Allison Emery get there?
I think next year will be great, whether I'm on the LPGA Tour or the Symetra Tour. I feel like I'm definitely headed in the right direction. If I'm back on the Symetra Tour, hopefully I can win a couple times. I really feel like I'm close. I feel like I was really getting there this year. And I'll be able to draw back on the experiences from being in the final group this year, and really learn a lot. I played with a lot of great players this year who are now going to be on the LPGA Tour, and so I learned a lot just from playing with them. But hopefully at Q School I'll be able to come in the top 20 and get promoted to the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, and whether it's this year or next year, when you make your way out onto the LPGA Tour, and we're assuming that's going to happen sooner than later, you know, that you're going to be playing courses you've never seen before. It's a different level, just finding like dining and all that kind of stuff. You know, do you have folks that you've gotten to be close to on the Symetra Tour that, you know, either in this year's crop or last year's crop that you can lean on to kind of, I don't know, guide you through some of the pitfalls of being out on tour for the first time?
Definitely. I feel like that's yet another benefit to playing on the Symetra Tour first, is that you meet a lot of girls and then see them get promoted to the LPGA Tour. So once you're out on the LPGA Tour, you know way more people than you would if you went straight out. So I have a lot of friends who are out there now that I would be able to get advice from.
Yeah, it seems to me in talking to the players who are just finishing their first year on tour, that on the big tour, that the challenge is really to get to that sophomore season, because the first one is such a scramble. Your head is in a million places, but the benefit of seeing some courses a second time that second year, I think the people who really get caught in the meat grinder are the ones who go out to the LPGA Tour for a year and get sent back to the Symetra Tour. So if you get out to the LPGA Tour either through Q School or through next year's play, you know, first three events, Battlefield Promotion, you got it. Is your immediate goal to make it to the second year on the LPGA Tour?
Yes, I would say that would be a big goal, because you do see a lot of girls who go up to the LPGA Tour and then don't make many cuts and have to come back down. So once you make it to your second year, you have a huge advantage. Even so, on the Symetra Tour, the second year, I feel like it's much easier because you know the courses, you know the cities. You go back to the same host family housing, and so that helps a lot.
All right, well, Allison, as always, thank you for joining us. We love having you on. We love that you're you know, Audrey Cal, Wake Forest, local girl here in Charlotte, out there doing all the right things, and win some money today. And not too many gimme putts for the old guys.